Hola estudiantes, ¿cómo están? Señora Morato here. Are you ready to speak Spanish? I hope so. So I want to repeat again my last episode. I deleted by accident, so I apologize if you have to review this information again. So we were talking about greetings and how greetings are a very important part of the Hispanic culture. You greet all the time. Even if you don't know the person, you acknowledge the person by saying, hola, buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches. So I'm going to teach you that again. And let's do this again. If you say good morning, you will say buenos días. Good afternoon, buenas tardes. Good evening, buenas noches. All right, so let's practice. I'm walking into the store or the restaurant that you are eating in a Hispanic country. And you see me and you will say to me, if it's good morning, buenos días. And if it's in the afternoon, buenas tardes. And if it's in the evening, buenas noches. That's all you need to know. And don't forget them. Practice them around your day and you will never forget how to greet in Spanish. Good job. Buenos días, estudiantes. O buenas tardes. O buenas noches. Today, we're going to review part 2 about greetings, and we are studying how greetings is a very important part of the Hispanic culture. Now, in Spanish, we can greet someone formally or informally when we ask them, how are you? Now, how do you know the difference? So, if you say and address the person in the usted form, can you say usted? Say it again, usted, then you are addressing them formally. But if you address them as tú, can you say tú, tú, then you are addressing them informally. Now in English, this means you. Now in my country, I'm from Guatemala, we even address a person even more informally. I feel if you're really familiar with them and they are your friends, very close friends, we address them as vos. Can you say it? Vos. Now, let's apply this. So if I ask you, how are you? Informally, I will say, ¿cómo estás? Can you say it? ¿Cómo estás? And you have to pronounce the S at the end, ¿cómo estás? But if I'm addressing you formally, I will ask you, ¿cómo está? Can you say it? ¿Cómo está? Now, if you are in my country and we are really close friends, then you could say, hola, ¿cómo estás vos? Now, how do you know the difference? How do you know how to address the person? Well, first, I'm going to give you some basic information. So if you don't know the person, you're meeting them for the first time, the person is older than you, or the person is in a position of authority, I will go with usted. ¿Cómo está usted? But if you are familiar with the person, it's the same age, it's a nice environment, and it's just comfortable, you know, and you feel like you see that everybody else is addressing as informally, then you can say, ¿cómo estás tú? Right? And obviously, you know, if you go to my country and you have close friends, just tell them, ¿cómo estás vos? But some countries, no matter what level of familiarity you are, they will always address you informally or formally. Like I know I have some friends from Salvador, and no matter what, we have known each other for years, and they always address me as usted. Hola, ¿cómo está usted? You know, but I know some people also from Puerto Rico, and they address me as usted at the beginning when they got to know me. They change it from ¿cómo está usted? To ¿cómo estás tú? Because they were already familiar with me. So just, you know, check with your friends before you visit the country, before you are there. Pay attention and try your best. And overall, practice, you know, saying in Spanish now, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo está? ¿O cómo estás vos? Sounds great. Hasta luego. Nos vemos mañana.